Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah and starting a brand new siman today, Tof Kuf Yud Tes, which deals with a very uncommon situation that we have nowadays because our stores are never open on Yontif. It's almost unusual for somebody to have to open up this store on Yontif to go give somebody food for Yontif, but they used to have on somewhat more of a regular basis that people would need food on Yontif. They didn't have refrigeration, they didn't have all the modern technology that we have, so that people sometimes needed food on Yontif. So they'd have sort of a stall in front of their store that they would have their goods in, and they would go and open these stalls up, take the shutter off it, and use it as a table, and sometimes give out their wares on Yontif, within the parameters of how you're allowed to do this on Yontif. So that's what this siman is going to talk about, and we begin with Sif Aleph, it's on the very last line, on Kuf Mem Gimel Omud Aleph. And the Mechaber tells us, Misalkin Trise Chanuyos. Now, the Ramo explains what these Trise Chanuyos are. He says, Pirush, crushing these are boards, Shenoalim Bohem Chanuyos. These are like the shutters, the boards that they would use to close off their stores, and they would have these stalls in the front that they would go and open up and put this shutter on it, and then they'd have the wares inside these mini booths or stalls, and they could take them out. So you're allowed to open and close these shutters. Misalkin Chanuyos. You're allowed to go and open them up, umiksirin osam biyontif, and to put them back on yontif. Why? For what purpose? Kadesh yotzi tavlin. So you could go take out spices, shutzorach them, that you needed them on yontif. And this way the people would have a full simchas yontif. They would be able to spice their foods or to get other foods or things that would be kept inside these chests. Now, we'll define a little bit more exactly when and under what circumstances can you open up these shutters. But let's look inside first at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah explains what this is. These are chanuyos she'enon michuborim bekarka. These are stores that aren't attached to the ground. That's why I use the terminology. These are stalls. They're like these movable push carts that would be able to be moved because they weren't attached to the ground. El asuyus kementeva. They're made in some sort of a chest, omigdol, or a tower of some sort, shalates out of wood. And the sogero so, and you're allowed to close it, ukshirot silafoskel, and you want it to open it up, misale kadelis minatsir, you go and remove the delis from its pivot, from its hinge, the nos nulachanuyos, and then you put it out in front of the store as like a table. Umasadru love its sroros, srochlin limkar, and you put on it all the little things, the pekalochs that you want to go and sell, that the merchants would sell. On a weekday, they would sell them in the regular way, and on Yontif, when they're allowed to do this, they have to be the parameters for which you're allowed to go and sell things to people on Yontif. Ulebisov, after they're done, matznias and ishar bechonus, they go put all the wares that aren't sold at the end of the day back inside the store. Umachzer the losos lemakomim, and they put the shutter back on v'holichlo, and then they leave. So this is a shuttered type of a push cart, and this is how they would open and close them through this door or this shutter that was on some sort of a pivot. Avo chanuyos hamechubarim lekarka, but if this is a store that's attached to the ground, yeshu binyan stirim in a Torah, then to open and close the shutter, that involves a d'araisa problem, because they're attached to the ground, then that's real binyan, real building, if you put it in, or stira, taking it out. Then we have to go back to Shulcha Shabbos to talk about what you're allowed to do, a temporary oil versus something that is brand new, that you're making, all sorts of different halachos. And in this situation, we also, l'salek hadelis minatzir, you would be allowed to go remove the shutter from its hinge, or lachziru kumo b'Shabbos, or to put it back, just like you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Now, if we look in the Chofetz Chaim, in the first bir halacha, now this is a very long bir halacha, we'll just start it from the very bottom of the Kuf Mem Gimel Omud Aleph, where it says that based upon the Yerushalmi, this is talking about b'medvar mamurim, the only time you're not allowed to do this over here is she'ein shom pesach, if there is no door. However, avulim yeshom pesach, mishtamich derech ha-pesach, then you have to use a door, then you wouldn't be allowed to go in and do this. Or Pirish the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber himself in his Pirish the Beis Yosef says, the Hainu, im yochol ishtamis ayde chalon shebemigdol, if you could get in and out using some sort of a window, so afo pishu mishtamish bedochach, even though it's a little bit difficult to use that, ishtamich derech shom, v'lo yisal kviyachzer, then don't use the shutter, then use the window or the door, that's the right way to do this. That's what the Yerushalmi says. However, here the Mechaber doesn't bring down this Yerushalmi that he brought down in the Beis Yosef. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah, Ochein midishmitu aposkim lo hiviu, since the poskim didn't bring down this Yerushalmi la'alocha, and well, he wrote it in the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, did not write it here in Shulchan Aruch, Shma mina, you see that his opinion is, the Sfira Lahu, the Lokaim alon ki Yerushalmi azeh, ubuchol gavni mutter, that we don't follow this Yerushalmi, And in fact, even if there is a window or a door, you'd be allowed to open it and close the shutter in the way that we're talking about. Then the Chavetz Chaim goes through a long additional discussion, Ayin Shom, for the rest of the discussion. Now we go back to Sif Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei Sheyotzi V'chulei, you're allowed to go and open and close this shutter in order to get the spices out. So Koy Adilel, this goes back to what we said at the beginning, Mashi Yitiru L'Salek, the reason that we allow you to open and close it, Hu Kedei Sheyotzi V'chulei. The only reason you're allowed to do this is because you have some wares that need to be able to be distributed on Yontif to those that need it. And therefore, if you're allowed to open it, Ulach Zirun D'Sharu, they allow you to return it, even though that has no purpose whatsoever, because the famous rule that we had previously, Hitiru Sofa Mishum Trilosun. If we don't allow you to return it, you're not going to open it up in the first place. Mishum Dimlo Natulo Lachzirun, Lo Yir Tulafoskun. If we don't allow you to put it back, he's not going to want to open it up in the first place because he's going to lose all his wares. People are going to steal it. And the Yocho Shema Yignovu, Mehanisha Bechonus. If he leaves it out without closing it up, so whatever he didn't sell is going to be stolen possibly. And he's going to say, listen, I can't take this loss. I'd rather not open up and lose half my wares if I open up and can't return it. So therefore, the rabbis allowed you to return it. It's only an Issa Derabbanan, and therefore they allowed you to return it. They didn't institute the Issa Derabbanan in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies, and he says, this is when these stalls are outside in the street where there's a concern for stealing them. The Chavetz Chaim reminds us, and by the way, don't forget, we learned in Hilchos Shabbos that you're not allowed to go and discuss prices over here. According to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to discuss weights or numbers as well. You can see this in Dirshu footnote number 3, where this whole discussion takes place. The Ramo was on Mako, that as long as you don't mention the price for it, you can either mention the amount, I want a pound, as long as you don't say, I want a pound for a dollar. So Ayin, Dirshu footnote number 3 for more details about this. And all of this was discussed both in Hilchos Yomtiv and in Hilchos Shabbos. Ukhtel and Simon Tov Kuf Yud Zayin, we learned this a few days ago. And in Simon Shin Chav Gimel, in Hilchos Shabbos, we learned a while ago. Ayin Shom. Go and look over there. Again, the Ramo was more Mekel than the Mechaber, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 3. Dirshu footnote number 1 brings down another caveat. He says the only time you're allowed to open and close this shutter on this stall is if it's not that large. If it contains, however, more than 40 saw, it's a very large measure, so then this is considered no longer a kli, but this is considered a binyan, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and open and close it if it was so large. She'im mechaze kakli arboim saw harehu ka'oel. It has the status of an oel, not a kli. Yeshu binu stira, and then you have the same problem binyan and stira, and therefore vafilu binia vistira shokaldu, and any amount is no good if it's an issur daraisa. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, that's talking about when the store is outside. Avol kishom demachanuyos babayis, if the stall is inside the store itself, inside the house, also locks you, and then you're allowed to put it back, because the whole reason you're allowed to put it back is because you're afraid about it getting stolen. But in your house, you just lock the front door, the lochayishom legneva, you're not concerned that somebody's going to steal it, so therefore, you'd be allowed to open up this shutter on this stall that's inside your house, but you wouldn't be allowed to go and close it, because we don't need over here, hitiru sofa mishum tchilasa. Now, we go back to the Mechaber, and he says, under what circumstances are you allowed to do this? Bamed dvar mamurim, when can you open and close this shutter on this stall? Kishiyesh lohem tzir be'emtsev. It has some sort of a hinge or a pivot in the middle. Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirush, in Sifkot and Gimel, be'emtsa hadofen yeshchor. In the middle of this wall, you have some sort of a hole. V'yesh ladeles shom blito kinegdo, when you have some sort of a peg that comes out from the door that goes into this hole, shetochavin oso b'chor, that put into this hole, the eno nira kibona kokach, and therefore it doesn't look like you're really building it, it's going into this pivot, and that makes it allowable. The issue footnote number 4 explains, shemhoisa zu melocha gemura daraisa, if this was really an issa daraisa binyan over here, lo hayinu matirin mishum sofo, then you're not allowed to do an issa daraisa because if you don't let him do the Issa Deraisa, he won't do it in the first place. It's an Issa Deraisa. He won't be able to do it in the first place. Dainu shimlo natzi lo lahaksu lo yirtzu lifsoach wouldn't apply if it was an Issa Deraisa. And this is the opinion of Mogen Avram as well. In Hilchos Yontiv, in Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin, we learn this. Linyan, hafshot aseh behema, sheshocht b'yontiv. Are you allowed to flay an animal that you shechted on Yontiv with permissibility? So we said there, before you flay it, shetzorach lebodko, kodem shev shitera, go and check it for treifas before you flay it, because if you find the treifa, shema timtsa treifa, the osul of shita, then you're not going to go flay it. Below yitiru sofa mishum tchilasim there, we didn't allow you to say, well, he's not going to shecht if we don't allow him to flay it. No, kimishu itzu deraisa, it's an issa deraisa, so we don't allow sofa for an issa deraisa mishum tchilasim. So the same thing applies over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Umutar afilu lahachzir kol tzarko," and you're allowed to go and put it back whatever you need, As long as it has this pivot, you can go put it back for whatever you need to do, as long as you don't knock it in too hard. You don't really put it back in a perfect way, really strongly. Because if you did really snap it back into place in its full strength and you banged it in fully, so then that would be a problem. So again, the Mechaber says, it has this pivot, this hinge in the middle. But if it has hinges on the side, that is not allowed. Why not? There we're concerned that you're going to bang it in too sturdily. In the middle, it's not going to be so sturdy, we're not concerned. But on the sides, that would really snap it into place, so therefore you're not allowed to do this. And if it doesn't have a hinge on the side, then I feel a little biased with Lach Zero. Then there's no problem. It's not called binyan. So therefore, even in the house where we don't have the heter of hiter sofa mishum tchilason, it's not a problem. And therefore, you'd be allowed to put it back if it doesn't have any pimit, even if it's in the house. Now, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Dalet tells us, if this pivot, this hinge is on the side, Hainu, shebolet rosh echad miadelis lamalo kamo yosid, you have this peg coming out from the door on the side, rosh echad kenegdol mimata, and you have another one on the other side, so, ubimivton, yeshchor shetachol socha, and in the threshold, you have a peg, a hole that the peg goes into, umilmalo negdo sheyesh gam kechor, so you have two pegs going in over here, one on the bottom, one on the top, so then also, sifkot, and hey, that is too much of a concern that you may come to really knock it in. Hainu lach zero, kol tzarcho, that you're going to put it back fully in force, achashenishman akerish mechonos, after you took the shutter off, you're going to put it back so strong that that would be a concern. Because if you were to open it up and close it, when it was still attached, it was still on the hinges, so to say, then that would be allowed. Then locate who, yeah, you also lift off with the law bias for Shabbos. Then how would you ever be able to open up a door or close a door in Shabbos? So as long as it's still attached, you can open and close it. That's not a problem. But here we're talking about you're taking off the shutter and you're using it as a tabletop. So therefore, in this situation, we don't let you put it back if it has the double pegs on the ends. But to just put it back a little bit would be allowed. And to take it off a little bit, that is allowed. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Vav says, and if it doesn't have any pivot at all, no hinge at all, v'shein lehem tzira kol ikar, so then, kach tzor klomar, that's what it meant to say over here. It doesn't mean v'shein lehem tzira minatzad kol ikar. It doesn't have any pivot at all, whether it's on the side or in the middle. It doesn't have any tzira at all. That's what we meant when we said, afilu b'bayis mutal ha'tzir, sifkot and zayin, the afshu b'bayis in lochush l'gneva, even though there's no concern about somebody stealing it, you lock your front door. Nevertheless, you're allowed to put this back if it has no pivot, no hinge. They call makom mutter. Shlo asu elakishay shlo tzir b'emsa. The only time the rabbi said that it's asu to do this if it has this hinge, this pivot in the middle. Why? Because of the concern that you're going to have the hinge on the sides, one at the top, one at the bottom. Sheish loch is there, shema yiska. So therefore, the rabbi said over here, don't do it if you have the pivot in the middle. Avokishay lo tzir kolika. If you don't have a tzir at all, lo gazu klal. The rabbi's never made a gzera. And Dirshu foot number 5 reminds us, says, Dafka b'kelim. This is only when you're dealing with kelim. But, oh, mamish, an actual house. So we learn, Amir Tzoshem, it's simen, tof rei shchav vav. For example, the ceiling of a sukkah, gak shel sukkah, shenu mechuber b'tzirim klal, it's not attached at all. Shemutu l'poslo b'yantiv. You'll have to open it up on yantiv. Only ayidei nochri. You can't do it yourself. You can only do that via nochri. Amir Tzoshem, we'll learn this din when we get to simen, tof rei shchav vav. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kalim Shem Mifutzolim, if you have Kalim that are made up of component parts, they're made up of pieces. For example, Kigo Menorah, like a lamp, Shulchuyas, it has sections to it. Vechise, or Vishulchan, Shem Chatichos, or you have a chair or some sort of a table that's made up of component parts. So you're allowed to go and be Mamidin also be Yontif. You can put this together on Yontif, it's not a problem. Vehu Shalo Yiska, but you can't go and tighten it in very tight. You can put it together, but you can't really tighten it. What do we mean over here? Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Ches, V'adin Koshel Prokem. The same thing would apply not only to these utensils that he mentioned, those were the common ones, but the same thing would apply if you had some sort of a cup that was made out of sections. Sifkot and Tes Mamidin, the Ein Binyan Ustir B'Kalim. You're allowed to do this because there is no problem. Ripaskin Ein Binyan Ustir B'Kalim. So these are Kalim, so you're allowed to put them together, as long as you don't put it together too tight. Aye, maybe the Rabbis should make a Gzeira. V'lo Gazru B'hem. The rabbis didn't make Gzeira lo gazu b'zeh shem yitzkah kimol el b'sif aleph gabei chanios b'shem sheyesh lem tzir b'nasad. As opposed to sif aleph, which we just learned, the rabbis did make Gzeira shem yitzkah that you may come to tighten it in. That was by this shutter, but they didn't make this by these utensils. Why? Because they were concerned that if they did this, then people aren't going to enjoy Yantiv. And he brings us down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. Sivkon Yud, you're allowed to go and put it together, Osam B'Yantiv, Midistam Mashma, from the fact that it says simply Yantiv, Tafilu Misparku Mibojom, Namishari, even if they were taken apart before Yantiv, you'd be allowed to put them together on Yantiv. It's not only if they came apart on Yantiv, but even if they came apart before Yantiv, from the fact that he doesn't qualify this, it means you can do this even on Yantiv. Sivkon Yud Aleph, Vushal Yizka, but you have to be careful that you don't put it in too tightly. Pirish Behozek, with strength. Ubikvura, with full force, that you're not allowed to do. Then he adds, cause of the Mogen of Ram B'Shem Mario, the Mogen of Ram brings down the name of the Mario, Akum Shevik Sov Chosum, if a non-Jewish person brings a sealed letter, Mutal Apostle Yantiv, you're allowed to open it up on Yantiv. However, Ach, Im Kosovo of Osios, Otsuras, but if you're going to, when you open it up, you're going to rip open letters or a figure or a diagram of some sort, also Mishum Mochek. That's a separate problem of Mochek, but it's not a problem of Binyan and Stira B'Kalim. However, the Vilna Gaon says we don't open up such letters, which is how we paskin. Ayin Sham, look over there, the Vilna Gaon, and you can see this in Dirush Shifut number 10. He brings down. So why was the Maral Mekel? So the Mogen of Rome explains, because on Yantiv there's no Inyan and Binyan and Stira in regards to Kalim. But the Vilna Gaon says, also the Posel, you can't open it up. You're only allowed to do Binyan and Stira over here by these Kalim on Yantiv because of Simchas Yantiv. And you're not going to get Simchas Yantiv by opening up this letter. Therefore, you have no right to do so according to the Vilna Gaon. With this, we conclude today's shir.